Hi, my name is Imtiaz Hussain. I'm a senior escalation engineer supporting Microsoft Windows Azure. Today, we'll look at how to fix error ACS 50008 in the context of Windows Azure Access Control Service. The ACS 50008 error typically occurs as part of a comprehensive error message such as the one shown here. The message can appear in a web browser, such as in a custom web application single sign-on scenario, or in an HTTP trace for scenarios like SharePoint, single sign-on, etc. Let's look at one possible scenario for this error message and how to address this. Here is the Windows Azure Access Control Service Management portal, and I have configured my Active Directory Federation service as an identity provider. I've also configured my web application as a relying party application. So when the users go to the web application, they are redirected to this login page provided by the Windows Azure Access Control Service. They can select ADFS as the identity provider, provide their credentials, and they get redirected to the application. And here you see that the user is also authenticated. Let's go ahead and try to reproduce the error message now. This is the ADFS management console running on the ADFS server. I look at the certificates here and find the token signing certificate. The token signing certificate is the certificate that ADFS uses to digitally sign all security tokens that it produces. Let's go ahead and add a new token signing certificate. Say new certificate, click OK. It wants making the certificate accessible, say OK. And let's change this new certificate and set it as the primary certificate. Now, ADFS prompts me that this will break the trust relationship with any relying party that does not have this certificate. This is in fact what we are trying to reproduce. Say yes. Now let's try our application again and see the behavior. Get redirected to the ACS login page. Click on the ADFS provider. And there's the ACS 5008 error message. Now let's look at how to fix the error message. We go to the Windows Azure Access Control Service Management portal, click on the identity providers, and find your ADFS identity provider. Go to the WS Federation metadata section. The WS Federation metadata contains information about the token signing certificate. Since the token signing certificate was updated in ADFS, the Federation metadata that's provided to ACS needs to be updated as well. And the easiest way to do that is provide the URL for the latest Federation metadata, which is in this format provided in the example here, and click on Save. Now let's verify if the application is working. Open up a new browser instance and go to our web application. We get prompted for the identity provider. Select the ADFS identity provider and provide the credentials. And the application is working as intended now. Let's take a quick look at the Federation metadata document. Each ADFS Federation server is configured by default to publish metadata describing itself via an HTTPS endpoint. If you go to the ADFS console, click on Service and Endpoints, you will see the link to the Federation metadata endpoint here. To view the actual XML, you can open this in a browser instance using the fully qualified domain name of your ADFS server and the rest of the URL as seen in the console. The Federation metadata includes the public portion of the certificates. So if you search for the word signing, for example, you can find the signing certificates that are defined in the metadata document. Note that here you'll see two different signing certificates corresponding to the primary and secondary certificates we configured in the ADFS console. You can copy the raw certificate data into a text file and save it with the extension of CER, for example. And you can double-click on that file to see what that certificate corresponds to. This is one way to look at the certificates that are specified in the metadata. A quick note here, if you swap the certificates back from the primary to the secondary, your application will still continue to work because ACS has the metadata information that includes both of these certificates. However, if you renew one of these certificates or use a different one later on, you will need to update the metadata document in ACS, as we did earlier in the demo, to avoid the ACS 50008 error message. In this demo, we looked at how to troubleshoot one of the possible scenarios for the ACS 50008 error message. The first link here talks about a couple of other scenarios where this error message can occur. Thank you for watching.